Good morning.
It was, you know, it's always so great to have an accountability group, and I think this one really brings it to the table for all of us who come on, and you can jump out on the phone and be part of it, and it, I think it weaves its actions into our lives. So I was able to really think about how this time objection is not really a big deal for me. It's something that comes up all the time, but it's not because I've lived through it. I could find the words so that I could actually tell some people that I met this week my own 30-second story. Well, it's a little longer than 30. It's probably 45 about time objection. And I felt confident about it. And that's the big piece for me, the big takeaway, is that it's comfortable for me to say how this can work for somebody else. And then they have the choice of either looking further at information or talking more about it or saying no thanks. So I really appreciate it because it really helped me to, you know, relax and grow into myself even further.
Awesome, Judy, and I love that because we're all students. No matter what our rank says, we're all students. And leaders go first. So I'd love to hear your 45-second story where you're weaving in that time objection or that time issue. I don't, you know, your story.
Absolutely. Should I just dive right in?
Because I'm just going to say, you know what, Judy, I really don't know if I have the time for this. I'm so busy. I've got kids. I've got work. I've got another business. Like, really?
Oh, yeah, Carolyn. You know, I can so relate to that lifestyle of busyness. And, you know, I was like that 7 years ago. I was exhausted. I was stressed. I was working four jobs. One of them was full-time. And it really showed in my mood. I was cranky. And my body sort of held extra weight, and I was not happy. But I ran into my dear friend and chiropractor, Dr. Rick Lee, and he told me about this system that would balance my body. And I just trusted him, so I thought I would try it. And bam, like 3 days in, I could sleep after 3 years of not. My mood shifted and deepened with my husband, and I released 22 pounds in 5 weeks, and I ran a half marathon 10 minutes faster. Like, great results. So I was so passionate about all my results, I just started sharing them with friends and family, people I didn't know in the pockets of my life. And others started getting healthy, and I was able to retire from my full-time job last year to follow this passion. So I totally relate. Does that help?
You know, and so you're offering benefits rather than teachers, and that is so key because people are listening while you're speaking, and they're hearing what they want to hear. So kudos to you, Judy. Cindy.
Yes.
You're up to bat, Missy.
Okay. Well, I did focus in on mine was cost objection, and so I did practice this with myself and a couple of others, and I'll dive right in with an assumption that you've made an objection or you've said something about cost, okay?
Yeah, I don't think I can afford this, Cindy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carolyn, I appreciate you bringing that up because I want to share part of my isogenic story that doesn't always come up, but it was part of my journey that really surprised me. Because before isogenics, I would describe myself as a frugal grocery shopper. I was always looking for bargains, and I rarely ate out. And that was because a year before I found isogenics, I had been downsized out of my job. So, you know, counting pennies and being frugal was really necessary for me. And I'll admit that I suffered some sticker shock with my first isogenics purchase because I wasn't used to plunking down over $300 for anything at that point, and it just wasn't my habit. But I had such fantastic results after my first 30-day cleanse, which I know we'll be talking about. What I'd like to share with you is after staying with the program for about 3 months, naturally, I was curious about what my grocery bill was adding up to, so I did some math, and I was delighted to find out that I was saving approximately $150 a month on my grocery bill, not to mention that I was saving time shopping on my own online grocery store. You know, I would place my Isagenics order in about 10 minutes compared to spending an hour a week shopping and roaming around stores looking for my bargains. And since sharing the Isagenics products after that great results I was getting, I now get my products paid for. And there's another benefit, Carolyn, that I want you to know about, that even after 4 years of being on the product, I get coaching on the products, how to use them, which products to use depending on what I'm working on for my health. And I still access that coaching. So you would be getting the same coaching from me as your personal coach as well as from others. So can you see, Carolyn, how Isagenics could really make a difference in shifting costs for you and really become a bargain?
Wow. Kudos, Cindy. Go, girl. And you have some NLP going on in there, naturally.
Yeah, some naturally. And the reality was that, you know, I had been downsized out of my job, and I am not your typical person that was spending a lot of money, because, you know, we talk about those things like people going to Starbucks and all that. Well, I was not doing that. I mean, you know, money was something I thought about a lot because I wasn't earning my normal income.
And that's a great share, Cindy, because sometimes when we hear things on these calls, we go and repeat them, and that happened to me. And I said that to a woman, and she said, oh, no, I don't go to Starbucks. I don't go to Tim Hortons. I don't eat out. I take my lunch. And I was like, okay, well, let's start this conversation over again. So by asking questions and listening, you'll be able to tailor-make your response to that individual. So I love that. Thank you, ladies. Thank you for doing your homework, because that's the key thing. It's the practice that Kevin talked about, practice, practice. So today, you know, we want to bring attention to the fact that this is so neat away from the first quarter. Some of you may have started your 90-day game plan at the beginning of January. Some of you may have started at the end of January, maybe following the company timeline. Whatever it is, I always like to measure my business in the calendar quarters, because that's how typical businesses run. And I set up my goals for the quarter. And I am, you know, pretty much on target, a little bit behind, but how do I know that? Well, by looking back. I talk about the rear view mirror. I want to look back and say, all right, where was I this time last year? Right? Where was I at the beginning of this quarter, and where am I going to end up come March 3rd? Is there growth? A plateau, or is there new growth? So if your business is in the space of 2 or 3, you want to be analyzing what did you do well and be doing more of that, and you want to be analyzing what can I do differently to create a different, better, productive outcome. And it falls into 3 things, you guys: discipline, consistent action, and systems. And I was listening to Rick Warren this morning on the elliptical, and he was talking about delayed gratification, and that successful people are ordinary people who are disciplined to do the necessary things today and stay away from that delayed, from that instant gratification. So the things that are going to pull you away from your daily operation. And so if you're following along with Eric Worre and his 90-day game plan, we're talking about skill number 6. Systems are key to helping you stay on track and achieve your goals. So the very first thing that we want to do with people when we bring them in, because people say, well, I only want to focus on business builders. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's obviously, you know, there are some people who are natural business builders and you want to be talking to them. But I'll tell you, 95% of my business has been through putting people on the product. I don't know. Input. What do you guys think? What's happening in your business? Anybody?
I agree. Oh, definitely most on the product.
I mean, I've had a handful of people who've said, I'm interested in the income model, or I'm interested in the vision. I mean, the START group are definitely leading with the vision. But based on my history, what I know I've done well and what has worked for me, that doesn't mean I can't try something different, is the people I started on the product were using the system to get paid. And understanding the numbers, you guys, you know, who would like to know how to create business builders?
Yes.
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 Two people.
Three.
I want to know.
We want to know. We want to know.
All of us.
And, you know, that was the question I asked years ago. How do you turn these product users into business builders? And it's understanding the numbers. And I'm thankful to Jimmy Smith, who taught me this early in the game so I didn't become discouraged. 80% of the people that you introduce to Isagenix are product users. The job you do using the systems will determine whether they're happy, long-term customers, loyal customers. And I can tell you, after 11 years, the three ladies that I first introduced to Isagenix are still loyal customers. And they are all getting their products paid for. So in our team, we have a mantra that people who come in and we create success for them on the product, we want them to get their product paid for. And we have the systems to teach people that. So understand that 80%, and if you look at your business, you know, this is pretty much in line with what Isagenix is doing. And guys, if you're on the background making some noise in your kitchen or something, we can hear that. So 80% are product users. 17%, you know, will take you up on that magic question offer, how to get your products paid for. And 80%, now, the 80%ers take the shortest time to recruit, but the longest time to see the business. So how do we do that is by helping them get their product paid. The 17% take a, you know, a little less time to recruit, but more time to train. So in your first 90 days, it's really critical that you set up a plan with them, a crystal clear training plan on how to, you know, some of the things we've already been discussing, how to tell your story, how to talk to people, how to follow up, how to use the three-way. These people will eventually get to be your strong business builders. And then the 3%ers, these people are going to do it with or without you. And you see the success in Isagenix. But I would say I was a 3%er. I was going to do it with or without the help of my sponsor, my enrolling sponsor, my upline. And so when you know those numbers and you now plug in and master the fundamentals and understand that this is a, you are going to meet with success. And the key is now to use those systems to help your new team members become independent of you and to help them become an empowered versus enabled team member. And Eric Worre talks about in that chapter here of getting your, helping your new distributors get started right, it's having a checklist. And we have a checklist, thanks to Susan Sly and some of the, you know, amazing team members and team staff, of how to get new people started right. And I'll tell you, when I was at the Eric Worre GoPro conference last October, and I met with some, you know, pretty successful leaders there, and one of them called me and he said, Carolyn, will you do a call for my team? On, you know, and I said, we have different products, granted, but what is it that we can do to help people get started right? So I suggested, first of all, they not do that. I'm not putting another network marketer on my team call. So this guy's pretty new, and he didn't understand it. So I wanted to, you know, steer him in the right direction. I said, I'm going to give you some training. You take it to your team. And so we went through what we do here and how we can customize it for his own business center. And so we have, who can tell me, what is the name of the system that we have to get people started, get the new associates started correctly?
8 steps to successfully launching a new associate.
Awesome. Maury, you sound like you're in a cave. Yeah, so we have a system, guys. It's called, and Kevin was masterful in putting this into a memorable acronym. And Kim, you want to come out and share that? Because, you know, it's yours.
Sure, yeah. We call it Momentum. Momentum happens to have 8 letters in it, and we kind of dialed it up to marry up with the 8 steps.
The next question coming up.
Whoops, I didn't catch that. I was a little garbled.
What is this?
You still there?
Barely hear her.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay, now you're back.
Oh, my goodness, I have to
It's really hard to hear her.
Okay, hang on a second. Stand by.
Stand by for news.
Is this a little better?
Yes, much better.
Much better.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. It's like this is the testing of the electronics. Right? So, Kevin, I was wondering if you could load in the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team page the momentum or the 8 steps so that everyone will have this as we go through it during the week. Can you do that?
Sure, yeah, I think they're already there, but we'll locate it and do a new link to it. Yeah, I think it's in the file section already, but we'll do that between Larry and I. I'm sure we can find it somewhere.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys. And it is in the file section there, you know, so this is a little bit of we're doing a little bit of enabling this morning. But the key, guys, is we want to help people get started and get started right. And I was talking with, actually, Shruti has shared this on the call, and there's 8 steps here. And what happens is many of us cherry pick. We pick and choose which of those 8 steps we're going to, you know, use with our new potential business builder. I do this with everybody, you guys. Whether they're protesting all the way to the bank that they're not interested in the business model, I do this with everybody. And the key component for me out of those 8 steps is the welcome call. And, you know, the trainers this week will be taking us through all of those steps. I want to take you guys to the very first step, and that is asking the magic question. And I know that new people who get started, who get their people started as customers, don't want to ask this. Why? Because they have no confidence. So my suggestion to you guys is that you bring somebody, a third party on the call. If you are in a place where you feel you don't have the posture or the confidence to ask this first question, it's called waving the magic wand. So, you know, using a welcome call to incorporate this is one of the easiest ways that you can set people up and planting the seeds. And I can tell you, when I first started 11 years ago, we didn't have all of these systems. We had to create them. But I had read The Magic of Asking the Right Questions by Bill Mayer. That book was my Bible. Unfortunately, it's not available anymore. So if you have one, that is gold. And I in that book, there were stories of successful isogenics distributors who'd been in like a year who were sharing what did they do to create success. So, hey, what do you want to, you know, what do you do when you're looking to create success? You follow somebody who's already done it, and you model their behavior. So I read what Tony Escobar was doing way back when, and without having these systems in place, this is what I did. I asked everybody that joined, I first of all forecast my vision and said, this is my plan B exit strategy out of the airline. So, you know, this is a a business that I am building. And so, Kevin, let's say I'm getting Kevin started. I would say to Kevin, listen, with my coaching, I know you're going to have success on this program. And when you have success, you're going to become a walking billboard. And people are going to be asking you what you're doing. So, Kevin, would you be open to giving me, now here, wait for it, giving me 5 referrals? Now, we talk about the U+2, then+2 plan, guys. Back then, I asked people for 5 referrals. Why do you think I asked for 5 referrals?
Well, you may get 3.
Exactly. Because I know when I ask for 5, they're going to give me 1, 2, possibly 3. When I ask for 2, what I found is sometimes they came up with nobody and sometimes they came up with 1. So it's kind of like, okay, stretch people a little bit. So the natural reaction that I got back then was, well, Carolyn, you know what? I need to wait and see how the program's going and, you know, all that. You know, and I said, listen, again, NLP, you naturally you're going to get results because I am going to be coaching you. And so I went through doing some very specific things, like using the new associate interview, making sure I'm in touch with them. Today, what do we have that's it's a great tool, very professional, that you can utilize to ensure that your new product user is getting information in a timely manner?
My Isagenics.
Yeah, and what specifically, Judy?
You can give them the drip, the 30-day coaching email, so they get a daily email that starts right after you've put them into your system, so that it comes before they've even started, before they've even gotten the box, so they have a real sense
brilliant.
Of it and lots of support.
Yeah, and that is brilliant, Judy, because what you do, guys, between the time that their order goes in and the time that their product is delivered, that is golden time. That's your opportunity to help these people to raise their expectations, to prepare them, to get them excited, to, you know, make sure that they're set up. And it's typically, I don't know where you guys are, but, you know, different parts of the country, a company says 3 to 5 business days. I get my products here in roughly 2 to 3 days. So those days, that's important. That time frame is so important because people often will have buyer's remorse. So using the My Isagenics coaching program is golden. Why? Because it's professional. I used to send people emails, first of all, the welcome email with instructions, but I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 people don't even, you know, they don't do anything in that. They don't read the email. They don't, you know, it's just like, oh, one more thing coming across their desk. But the My Isagenics coaching drip campaign, guys, is brilliant because there's all these little tabs down the right-hand side that, you know, they're colorful. And what do people do? You know, door number 1, door number 2, door number 3. They're going to look at one of those 3 tabs during the 30 days. Why? Because every day they're receiving the sale campaign. It's the exact same template. And one of the little tabs talks about getting your products paid for. Now, I do a little bit of reverse psychology, so it's up to you guys if you want to choose to do that or not. Especially when people are protesting, Carolyn, I'm not interested in the business. I'm not interested in the income. So when I send them the drip campaign, I'll text them and say, hey, you know, did you get day 1 of what it is, how to prepare? And by the way, there are some little tabs to the right-hand side. I know you said you weren't interested in the, you know, in referrals or the income or whatever. So don't click on any of those tabs because they actually talk about that. What happens if you tell people not to do something, you guys?
They do it.
They do it.
Yeah. So imagine if somebody said, don't do that. Now you're like, oh, well, what's there then? Maybe I should look at that. So I do a little bit of, you know, bring some humor into it. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to tell you, people go and look at those tabs. So the magic questions are, and this, you know, thank you to Susan Sly for coming up with this. So let's say, who wants to come out and play with me, just so I can make this more real? We have 2 minutes.
I will. This is Cindy. I'll play with you.
Thank you, Cindy. So, Cindy, we're getting you started. And I say, so, Cindy, I'm so excited for you. You know, we got a couple days to work together before your product arrives. So I just want to, you know, set you up for success, Cindy. Is that okay? Can we go ahead and walk you through some questions here?
Oh, sure.
Awesome. So, Cindy, I know you said you weren't interested in the income, but I feel compelled to share this with you. Because 1 of 3 things are going to happen as you do this next 30 days. 1, people are going to say, wow, what's going on with you, Cindy, because you're going to look awesome. How do I know that? Well, 11 years of coaching people, I've seen it time and time again. So scenario number 1, Well, we have a great referral program, Isagenics, you know, for the program that you came in with. I received an $80 introductory bonus, Cindy. So that's available to you. Isagenics wants to make sure that their customers get results. And when they do, we naturally share it with other people. But this is a company that will actually reimburse you, reward you with these what we call rewards. And so, Cindy, anybody who starts in the same program you started with, you will get that $80. But
really?
If you don't want that, I'm happy to take it.
I see.
So that's number one. Number two, I'll show you what to do with those rewards yourself, right? So when people ask you and you're not maybe comfortable, I don't know what this is, I'll kind of send you a little template on what to say and to what information to direct them to, and I'd be happy to get on the phone so that you can get those rewards, okay?
Okay.
And number three is, I don't know, Cindy, is there a particular payment in your house that is causing a little bit of, you know, financial stress, a car payment, a house payment, sending your kids to camp, hockey, anything like that?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think I heard you were coming in and out a little bit, Carolyn, but if there's any financial stress that I have right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm still working here and there, but I don't have a full-time job, so definitely.
Well, so Cindy, you know, as you go through the program and you get the results I expect you're going to get, we can show you how to A, get your products paid for, B, how to create some extra income in your household, or C, you know, really build a dynamic business. So there's three scenarios on the table for you, Cindy. Where do you see yourself? One, two, or three?
Three.
Three. Awesome. All righty. Well, we're going to work really closely together, Cindy, because, you know, there's nowhere to go if we can't get you success in the program. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. I'm ready.
Awesome. All right. So, guys, that's, you know, waving the magic wand, determining where people are, and some people will say, yeah, Carol, I'm not interested. But you have planted the seed. And I got to tell you that asking those questions that I learned in the Magic of Asking the Right Question and doing what Tony Escobar did, I got 2 to 3 referrals from people, and that's how I built up my business. That's how in the first year, you know, I enrolled 28 people, but at the end of that first year, we had over 1,000 people in our downline. And so now to ask that question, if you're not comfortable asking those questions, do it in the welcome call with your upline, sideline, downline, crossline. So takeaways, guys, and I know the quality of this call may not have been so great, but, you know, technical challenges and all, I think you got an essence of what we're going to cover this week. So what are the takeaways?
Carolyn, it's Maura.
Hey.
One of my big takeaways from the way you did the magic question was the way you didn't just kind of, you know, straight out say the different options, but you actually painted a picture in between each time. You told a story in a small way with each example. I love that. That had much more, that really stuck with me much better.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, Maura. And the other thing is that some people are really, you know, they're living in that place of fear. I've shared with some people, we have a great little video, it's called You Plus Two, Them Plus Two, and I'll get on the call with these gals and have them send it to their new person, have them listen to it. So what you're doing basically, guys, is just planting the seed of potential with people. Because people, I mean, how most of us, I think, on this call came protesting, saying not interested in the business, yet here we are, right? So that's just a natural factor. Any other takeaways? One more before we jump into action today.
Yes. Carolyn, what video was that you shared?
The You Plus Two, Them Plus Two.
Sorry. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? Takeaways.
I like the language you used when you said, you know, I want to set you up for success, and I'm compelled to share this other information with you.
Absolutely.
Because I've been using the word obligated or something. I mean, I've been sort of doing that, but I think compelled is just a great word.
Yeah, and, you know, it's using words that resonate with
to you. I like it because I just say this is my conviction. I really feel compelled to share this with you, Cindy. And, you know, I don't know where you are right now, but I want to share this with you. And then you decide. That's how we do our webinars. We educate, you decide, and we support you. So I use that template in terms of all my conversations with people. And I let them know whatever they decide, I'm good with it, right? Because timing is key. Because in 30 days, a lot of things can change. And it's when you plant the seed ahead of time, then people are going to be more open to the potential and the possibility. So that's why we do that early in the game before people's product arrives, so that when the product arrives and they're ready to go, they already know this information and you're not a week in arrears. All right, guys. So today, you know, get out there. And if you have not asked the magic question of people that you've enrolled, it's not too late to go back and do that. So, you know, I'm going to roll out there the challenges of anybody who's just recently or in the past, or somebody who has fallen off the grid, is in the red zone in your back office, is to go back to them and share this with them. And you just never know. Red stands for revival. So today, it's setting yourself up with how you want to end this month, how you want to end this quarter. And you can change the face of what's happening right now by the action that you take today. So who's willing to commit to get out there and either train your team on this, asking the magic question, or do it yourself? Who's willing to commit to that?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
I am.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the topic for our team call tonight that I'm doing.
Awesome. I love it. Okay, guys, we'll be back here tomorrow with a beautiful student field, and we'll be walking you through those momentum steps, the 8 steps to getting a new associate started. But, you know, you now, we have no excuses about why we can't rank advanced people. So have a great day, everybody. It's a beautiful day where I am, and wherever you are, make it a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow.
And happy birthday, Isagenix.
Happy birthday.